We got a story about Bob De Niro. I call him Bob. I called Henry Fonda Hank. When you're in show business and you get to know these people, they let you call them by a nickname. It's kind of a term of endearment. And it's a sign when you're using a name like that that you're in. You're on the inside. Bob De Niro's in the news. But you'll never guess why. Paris police questioned him today in an investigation of an internal prostitution ring. Whoopsie-daisy. That would be international prostitution ring. What would be an internal prostitution ring? That would be like a virus or something. No, that isn't even accurate. Let me go back and start over. Did I mention Bob De Niro's in the news? Paris police questioned Bob in an investigation of an international prostitution ring for the rich and famous. That's what it says. I just deliver the news. The actor complained that the judge was violating the secrecy of an investigation by making this public. Bob, what the hell are you up to? De Niro is a minor witness, says his spokesman. He's a minor witness. What, he likes to watch? And minors? Stan Rosenfield, his spokesman, said, I have no information on whether Mr. De Niro might have been a ring client. I think they thought he might have known about it or known somebody who knew something. At least that's what I'm being paid to say. What's going on, Bob? As a friend, and I think I can call myself a friend, I'm concerned. What's going on with the international prostitution ring, Bob? How was your day, Bob? Well, I was interrogated over some French investigation into an international prostitution ring. But while that slowed me from getting the groceries and dropping off a check from the phone bill, I was able to pick up Timmy at the library and mail the mortgage. You say you were stopped by whom? French police, concerning an investigation into an international prostitution ring. Is this a role you're playing? Is this for some role, Bob? No. Well, why are they talking to you? They thought I might know something about it, or know someone who knew something, or know someone who hung out with someone, who talked to someone who knew something about it, or that I may have stumbled upon a clue that may have led to a clue that could point police in the direction of a guy who may have known a guy who could have given them information that may have pointed them in a certain direction. Or, worst case scenario, they thought I might be heading up the whole operation all by myself, running a bevy of sleazy hookers out of my Riviera villa, making billions in ill-gotten gains to further a serious drug habit. A drug habit that helps me forget the 14-state murder spree I went on 2 years ago that sent 27 people to the morgue, all because I wanted Raging Bull in color, not in black and white. There was no reason for it to be in black and white. All the other films being made that year were in color. I go to the movie theater, I bring a date, we sit down, I buy our popcorn, the movie's in black and white. I asked the people next to me, what year is this? 1941? Couldn't they have used color film? I'm a big star. I see, Bob. But you were able to make the mortgage payment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I made the mortgage payment. Yeah. After I took those French cops and put them through a wood chipper, I paid the mortgage straight away.
A wood chipper, Bob? Was this in preparation for a certain role? I know how hard you work to get in shape, psychologically and physically, for certain roles. Were you doing this for a role, Bob?
Yes, it was for a role. It was for the role I'm playing in my next film. I play Peter Pan in a new Martin Scorsese film.
I didn't know there was a wood chipper in the Peter Pan story.
There wasn't! There wasn't till Martin Scorsese got a hold of the damn thing. Now he has me running around in green tights, shoving anyone under the age of, or over the age, I guess it would be, with a Peter Pan one, anyone over the age of 17 into a A bloody buzzsaw!
What, Bob?
I said Scorsese has me running around in green tights as Peter Pan, shoving anyone over the age of 17 into a bloody buzzsaw, all the while singing, "You'll never grow up, you'll never grow up, never grow up, not you." And then they send them in there. Scorsese's twisted, honey. He'd put a torture scene in a Bambi flick. He'd have the fawn strung up alive and quartered with a penknife. The man's gone off the flaming deep end.
And how about you, Bob? How's your mental state these days?
I'm frustrated, honey. I'm a little frustrated. I've been immersed in so many movie roles in my life, I barely know who I am anymore. Which one is the real me? Am I the freak in Taxi Driver? Am I the freak in Cape Fear? Am I the freak in the movie The Fan? Or am I the mob guy in Goodfellas? Or the mob guy in Casino? Or the mob guy in Scarface? And how come they wouldn't let me be the voice of Simba in The Lion King? That was my dream! It was my dream!
Bob, you're too hard on yourself. You have to learn to relax more. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me, honey? Are you talking to me? Well, then just who do you think you're talking to? Come here. I've had it with your understanding and your sympathy, your gentle touch, your loving ways. Come here. Get over here. Come here. Get over here. Come here. Get in there.